For the next 2 days, there were presentations by various team leaders and the influential computer industry analyst Ben Rosen, with a lot of time in the evenings for pool parties and dancing. At the end, Jobs stood in front of the assemblage and gave a soliloquy. As every day passes, the work 50 people are doing here is going to send a giant ripple through the universe, he said. I know I might be a little hard to get along with, but this is the most fun thing I've done in my life. Years later, most of those in the audience would be able to laugh about the little hard to get along with episodes and agree with him that creating that giant ripple was the most fun they had in their lives. The next retreat was at the end of January 1983, the same month the Lisa launched, and there was a shift in tone. 4 months earlier, Jobs had written on his flip chart, "Don't compromise." This time, one of the maxims was, "Real artists ship." Nerves were frayed. Atkinson had been left out of the publicity interviews for the Lisa launch, and he marched into Jobs' hotel room and threatened to quit. Jobs tried to minimize the slight, but Atkinson refused to be mollified. Jobs got annoyed. "I don't have time to deal with this now," he said. "I have 60 other people out there who are pouring their hearts into the Macintosh, and they're waiting for me to start the meeting." With that, he brushed past Atkinson to go address the faithful. Jobs proceeded to give a rousing speech, in which he claimed that he had resolved the dispute with Macintosh Audio Labs to use the Macintosh name. In fact, the issue was still being negotiated, but the moment called for a bit of the old reality distortion field. He pulled out a bottle of mineral water and symbolically christened the prototype on stage. Down the hall, Atkinson heard the loud cheer and with a sigh joined the group. The ensuing party featured skinny dipping in the pool, a bonfire on the beach, and loud music that lasted all night, which caused the hotel, La Playa in Carmel, to ask them never to come back.